我们请翻开传道书第八章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
第八章第一节到第九节，讲到一个智慧人应该也是要能够守他的本分。
And verse 1 to 4 tells us that this, a wise man should do his duty.
第一节这样说哈。
Verse 1.
谁如智慧人呢？谁知道事情的解释呢？人的智慧使他的脸发光，并使他脸上的暴气改变。这边提到一个智慧人，他能够谨慎去面对他的事情。
If a wise man able to be alert to face all to face the things to come.
而且呢，能够不受情绪的支配。
And that he would not be affected by the emotions.
二节三节提到要遵守王的命令。
And verse 2 and 3 tells us that he should keep the commandments of the king.
因为有时候你服侍一个王，这个王你觉得他的才能比不上你。
Sometimes when you serve a king and if the and a king is not as good as you.
可能所罗门王他也碰到曾经碰到这些他的臣仆是这种人啊。
And King Solomon has some of his officials that are like this.
有时候不满意他的命令，哇，结果呢，他们就不服从命令。
And when they are not happy with him, so they would not obey his command.
他这边他提到这样子不是一个聪明人。
And here tells us such a case, then they are not a wise man.
而且况在古时候是专制时代。古时候王很有他的权力啦。
Especially in the olden days, king has the power.
第四节说王的话有权力啊，谁敢问他说啊，你为什么这样子做呢？
And verse 4 tells us that king's word is supreme, and who could say to him, what are you doing?
虽然我们现在是民主时代。
No doubt we are a liberated era.
我们比较能够表达自己的意见。
We are able to express our opinion.
可是这个原则却没有变。
But the principle has not changed.
保罗也曾经就是提到我们信徒要守住自己的本分。
Paul has told us that we as a Christian must keep our duty.
我们在社会上你是什么工作？
In this secular world, what job you're holding?
你就好好做好你的工作。
Then you should do well in a job.
那在家里面要各尽自己的本分。
And when you're at home, you should do your duty when you're at home.
做父母的要在主的里面照养儿女。
And as a parent, you should rear your child in Christ.
然后做儿女的要能够在主里面听从父母。
And as the children, you must obey your parents in Christ.
虽然我们说主耶稣最大。
No, we say that Jesus is the greatest.
主耶稣也曾经说我们要爱神胜过于爱父母。
Jesus said that you should love the Lord more than you love your parents.
所以有的教派他只是按照字面去教做做这个教训。
So some denomination would take this word literally and do likewise.
结果变成他们的信徒在家里面就可以不用孝顺没有信主的父母亲。
And consequently at home, they would not honor their parents.
这个都是不对了。
And of course this is not right.
我们信耶稣我们更要能要表现出我们的孝顺。
When we believe in Christ, we must show our honor.
我们不要让还有没有信主的家人把我们看作你信耶稣之后变成怪物。
And we should show our filial piety to our parents, lest people think that you are a strange creature.
我们还是做人的父母，做人的儿女。
And we must take your position as a parent, as a child.
那在社会上，我们做学生，我们自己的工作，我们在本分上还是要尽责任。
And at work, you You must do your duty, and as a student, you must do your duty as well.
啊，像以弗所书第六章。
Like Ephesians chapter 6.
第一节到第九节。
Chapter 1.
到第九。
To 9.
啊，以弗所书六章一到九节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 6.
九。
To 9.
啊，这边保罗就说到父母、儿女、主人和仆人他们的本分。
Here tells us the children, parents, and slave and master, their duties.
啊，因为在当时使徒时代教会有一个现象。
Because at the apostolic time, there is a trend.
啊，有些人他们全家信主了。
Some of them, the whole family has believed in Christ.
啊，那在罗马时代有奴隶的制度。
And in the Roman time, there are slaves.
啊，结果呢？家里的奴隶也一起来受洗啊。
And then the slave, the whole family of the slave has became been baptized.
啊，然后呢，在这个教会里面，大家都是弟兄姐妹啊。
And in the church, all of us are brothers and sisters in Christ.
啊，那有的奴隶这样回到家里面就啊，就说、哦、我们主人就是弟兄姐妹啦。
Then the slave when they go home, they treat their master as brothers and sisters.
啊，然后他说大家会听道理说要有爱心啊。
And they went to church and heard that we must have love.
嗯，所以他反而就要求那主人要爱心，要给他加薪啊，类似这样子。
So therefore, this slave require love from their master and especially asking for raise.
哎，结果呢，就这样不能够尽自己做仆人的本分。
In such a case, then the slave are not doing their duty.
所以对保罗在这边特别教导，哎，我们蒙召的时候是什么身份，还是要守住什么身份呢？
So Paul reminded us, whatever status or state you were in before you were called in Christ, you should maintain that as well.
啊，我们信耶稣基本的做人道理还是要有了。
And you must keep the principle of man.
哎，比如说，哎，我们在公司里面，然后老板是我们教会的人，那我也在他公司上班。
For example, if your boss is a brother in Christ and you're working for him,
啊，那在公司里面他就是老板，你就是他的职员。
In the office, he is your boss and you are his worker.
啊，你不能就说，哎，大家是弟兄姐妹啊，所以你要体谅我一点啊，给我多一点自由啊，给我多一点爱心啊。
You could not say that we are brothers and sisters, therefore I require.You to exercise your love to me.
就用这个当理由，就要偷懒一下，不可以啊。
You would use this as an excuse and perhaps can slacken off in your job.
我们在这个社会上，什么本分、什么责任，你还是要做。
In this world, we still have to do your duty.
啊，那哥罗西书的第三章。
And in Colossians chapter 3,
从十八节到二十五节
from 18 to 25,
啊，也是同样的道理啊。
And this is a similar teaching.
啊，所以所罗门王啊，在刚刚我们提到那个第八章里面哈，讲到这个事情，可我们可以联想到现在的生活。
So what we have mentioned earlier is derived from.Ecclesiastes chapter 8, and that would reflect to our daily living.
啊，所以同样的，我们在什么样的国家哈，它不政治制度不管怎么样，我们都要顺服在位的人。
So similarly, whatever country you're living in, you must obey the government.
只要哈不是对我们信仰的逼迫，我们都应该遵守了。
As long as it doesn't go against your our religion and whatever.Rules we must obey.
啊，像但以理他遇到那个巴比伦王要他们跪拜这个偶像，他这个一定是不能服从的。
And like Daniel, when the king of Babylonian required him to bow down to their idols, and this of course, Daniel did not abide.
啊，那被人陷害说，王发布命令不能向神祷告，这个不行啊，他还是继续向神祷告。
And people, it was a trap for him, but he still maintained his duty to pray to God.
那除此之外， 这个国家的制度、国家的规定、法律，我们都要遵守。
Other than that, all the rules and regulation of the government we must abide.
嗯，对，保罗在罗马书的十三章。
Paul when in Rome chapter 3.
嗯，十三章。
Rome chapter 3 at 13.
十三章的啊。一开始就提到要顺服在位掌权的人。
It tells us that we must submit to the authorities.
啊，那因为这个都是出于神呐、啊。
Because this came from God.
啊，就像这个爱的道理一样。
And just like the teaching of love.
啊，我们说敬畏神，神你看不到啊。
Because we say we love God and we could not see Him.
啊，那敬畏神。
Worship God.
哎，我们敬畏神。那你看得到的在位者，你都不能够顺服敬畏的。那看不到的神，你怎么说你敬畏神呢
？Then the God that you couldn't see and you couldn't even worship Him.
啊，所以要能够来顺服掌权者。
So therefore we must submit to the authorities.
啊，那这也是我们的一种见证。
And this is also our testimony.
在彼得写彼得前书的时候
，When Peter wrote First Peter，
那个时候使徒时代教会已经开始受到逼迫。
And that time the apostolic time has begun being persecuted.
可是他还是这样教导信徒。
But yet he teach the believers as such.
在彼得前书第二章十三节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 13.
一直到十七节。
Until verse 17.
彼得也是在谈论这个道理啊。
And Peter is still talking about this teaching.
那十八节、十九节也是在教导啊，做一个仆人的本分。
Verse 18 tells us that we must submit to the masters as our duty.
那讲到第三章，又讲到夫妻的本分。
And chapter 13. Talks about the duties of the wives.
所以一个智慧人，一个真正敬畏神的人
，a person that fear God and worship Him.
他一定也是能够扮演好他在世上的角色。
And this person will play a good role in the world.
而且能够分辨，那我现在应该怎么做才对。
And he is able to discern what he should do at that moment.
我们看回来《传道书》第八章。
Let us turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
第五节。
Verse 5.
八章五节。
8 verse 5.
凡遵守命令的必不经历祸患，智慧人的心能辨明时候和定理。这边提到一个能够守本分遵守命令，就是一个守本分的人啊。
And here tells us, person to able to keep his duty is a person that obey his command.
所以他的心能够分辨时候。
And his heart would able to discern the proper time.
能够去看清楚现在的情况，我该怎么做才对啊。
And able to discern what he should do.
所以我们看保罗，他就是这种有智慧的人。
So we look at Paul, he is such a wise man.
圣经记载他一直很反对说，新约时代、恩典时代还要守旧约的律法。
And we can see in that he know that it is the era of grace, and he does not emphasize on keeping the law.
因为犹太人在守律法是守表面的而已啊。
Because the Jew is superficially keeping the law.
那保罗他以前也是守律法的，可是得到恩典之后，他明白了。
And Paul himself was one that keep the law, but later on when he believed in Christ, he knew.
他知道主耶稣就是帮助我们能够按照律法的要求做出来。
That he knew that if we with the help of Christ can do according to the law.
那比如说，律法要割咒受割礼啊，那现在我们洗礼就是 这是真的能够洁净我们的罪啊。
Like for example, circumcision. In those days, they were performing physical circumcision. But today, we go through baptism, and that will fulfill the law.
啊、哦，所以割礼预表的洗礼啊。
So circumcision prefigure, baptism.
啊、哦，类似这样，在这个新约书信当中，他一直在和犹太人辩论这些道理。
So in the New Testament era, Paul was debating such a teaching.
哎，可是我们在使徒行传有看到。
But in the book of Acts,
哎，当他拣选提摩太出来做工的时候
，we can learn that when he chose Timothy to work,
哎，他却为提摩太受割礼行割礼啊。
And yet he required Timothy to go through circumcision.
啊、哦，使徒行传的十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
十六章，啊，一开始就记载保罗拣选了提摩太
，and tells us that Paul chose Timothy.
嗯，然后第三节记载啊，因为大家都知道提摩太的父亲是希利尼人
，because everybody knew that Timothy's father was a Greek.
啊、嗯，那不是犹太人啊
，and he's not a Jew.
哎，所以这提摩太从小没有受割礼啊。
So Timothy, from young has not received circumcision.
哦，那保罗带着他要做工，一定要碰到很多犹太人。
And when Paul brought him to work, he will surely encounter many Jews.
哎，结果他就为他行了割礼。
And then at that he circumcised him.
为什么
？Why is this so?
减少不必要的麻烦嘛。
To reduce any unwanted problems.
嗯，他与其会因为说，哎，提摩太没有受割礼，结果遭到犹太人反对啊，反正现在，哦，先为他行割礼，让以后工作减少不必要的麻烦。
Paul didn't want the Jew to reject Timothy, so it would be better for him to have circumcision done on him, so that would not acquire any problems later on.
而且行割礼是不是犯罪？不是啊。
And do you think circumcision is a sin? Certainly not.
哦，我们现在讲一提到那个守律法，就觉得说啊，那个好像犯罪，其实不是哦，不是犯罪哦。
And when we talk about law, and this seems to be against the law.
哎，那只是不必要做而已啦。
It is.That not necessary to do.
啊，那可是你做了，你没有错啊。
But if it's done, then there's no wrong either.
啊，所以为了避免在当时那种工作环境碰到不必要的麻烦，所以保罗就为提摩太行割礼。
So in order to avoid any problems, Paul circumcised him.
嗯，那后来他国外布道几次，两次之后。三次之后回到耶路撒冷。
Later on, after Paul's third journey, he returned to Jerusalem.
啊，当时在耶路撒冷母会这些人跟他建议。
And at that time, the people at Jerusalem suggested to him.
啊，那因为保罗的教导让这些犹太同胞非常不满意。
Because of the teaching of Paul, to the Jew overseas.They were not very happy with him.
啊，说保罗是背族啦，哈，背离祖宗啦。
That Paul is against his against his teaching.
啊，所以呢，他们这些在耶路撒冷教会的人就建议保罗，现在刚好有一个机会让你来表现一下。
And so, the Jew at Jerusalem suggested him to clear himself.
哎，让大家知道你不是这种哦不规矩的人啊。
So that everybody will know that you are the one that abide with the law.
啊，你看保罗呢？哎，他这个时候为了向自己同胞做见证，他也乐意这样做。
So at that time we see that in order to testify to the people.He was willingly to listen to what.
啊，因为在耶路撒冷教会当中，刚好有四个弟兄哈，许愿，他现在要还愿。在耶路撒冷教会。
In the church of Jerusalem, there was four people that made a vow and they wanted to fulfill the vow.
所以呢，那个叫母会的人就建议他说，那你就带着这个四个人到圣殿去还愿。
And so the people suggested that Paul should bring these four people into the temple to fulfill their vow.
然后按照律法规定呢去办理去做。
And to do it accordingly to the law.
让这些同胞能够化解这个误会。
So that his own countrymen would not have any misunderstanding with him.
这记得在《使徒行传》二十一章。
This is recorded in Acts chapter 21.
从二十一章的二十节一直到二十六节。
From verse 26 to 20 to 26.
那在二十四节后面有这样讲。
In verse 24, it tells us.
那说他们建议他这样子做呢，可以让人家知道你是循规蹈矩、遵行律法的啦。
Then everybody will know that there is no truth in this report about you.
你看保罗呢，他呢也答应了就跟这四个人到圣殿去了。
So Paul agreed with them and went with the four into the temple.
虽然后来犹太人不听他解释的时候，看到他就把他抓起来。
But however, the Jew did not listen to his explanation, and they caught him.
可是我们看到保罗，这个时候他为了说能够向同胞做见证，他还是按照律法来做。
But to Paul, he was doing it in order to testify to the people.
我们知道正在回来犹太人这里，他们大部分都没有这个信心，不了解耶稣的恩典。
And because these people does not have faith and does not understand the grace of Jesus.
那时候一开始就要讲说主耶稣的恩典怎么样，哇，又不讲律法什么，那个犹太人同胞根本就听不进去啊。
So when Paul talked about the grace of Jesus, these people couldn't understand him.
所以我们看到保罗，他的观念很清楚。
And would not listen to him. So we know that. Paul has a good, clear concept.
而且他的原则他把握得很好。
Because he kept his principle of life.
可是在运用上面，他就能够看时候、看情形去做改变。
That he able to study the situation and change accordingly.
所以我们要说那个守律法，你按照律法来守，没有犯罪啊，是可以啊，因为那也是神的规定啊。
So if you were to obey the law and exercise law, that is okay because this is commanded by God.
可是主耶稣来成全之后，我们不必按照那个规条一条一条那样子做。
But since Jesus has fulfilled the law, we are not required to obey law by law.
因为主耶稣说他没有废掉律法嘛，对不对？
Because Jesus said.He came is not to abolish the law.
他是把律法成全了。
He came to fulfill the law.
成全了就是说我们不用再按照字面上要求你去做，你才是达到神的旨意啊。
So fulfilling the law means that you do not need physically to obey the law in order to be acceptable by God.
保罗曾经解释律法跟恩典是怎么回事。
And Paul explained the differences between grace and the law.
在加拉太书里面他用教小孩子来做一个说明啊。
In Galatians, he has explained the law as a child.
这第四章里面。
In chapter 4,
你教小孩子要孝顺父母，尊敬长辈。
When you teach your child to obey and respect the elder,
你跟他讲，你看到父母或看到长辈，你要立正站好。
That when you see your elder, you should be attentive and stand up to greet.
然后要敬礼，要鞠躬，弯腰要九十度，一定要刚好九十度。
And you bow 90 degrees towards him.
然后大声的说：“爸爸好，妈妈好。”还是 uncle 好 ，aunty 好这样子。
And then greet them, greeting to uncle or greeting to your father.
如果没按照立正站好九十度大声说你就是不孝顺不尊敬，这就是律法了。
If you do not stand, stand up and bow 90 degrees or greet them, then you are not obeying the law.
可是呢，那小孩子长大了啊，他自然而然孝顺父母亲，看到长辈啊，他也很尊敬。
So when that the child grow up, he will respect the elder and your parents.
啊，虽然不是立正站了，不是弯腰鞠躬九十度。
No doubt, it would not require to stand up and to bow 90 degrees.
哎，自然而然有心里面啊、哦，发出啊向长辈问安问好的声音。
But at least, he will show respect and greet them.
哎，啊，你说他不尊敬长辈吗？
So by doing so, do you think he's not respecting the elders?
哎，他现在知道怎么做了，不必再用那个外表的那个律法束缚他。你要这么达到这样的标准，才是啊有尊敬。
He is actually showing respect, but without the procedures.
啊，所以这个就是恩典啊，恩典时代就像这样子，我们有心里面自然而然就会做到。
So this is what we call grace, because you will manifest the deed out from your heart.
啊，所以律法没有废掉，都是律法的要求的精神，你还是要做到。
But so we did not abolish the law, but it is the spirit of keeping the law.
哎，可是现在我们在主的恩典里面，没有罪的束缚了。
So today we are in we are under grace, and we are not being bonded by sin.
啊，所以呢，我们能够更容易达到神要我们爱人爱神的那个标准。
So we can attain the requirement of love of loving man and loving God easily.
嗯，那所以主耶稣说，律法的一个总纲就是爱神爱人嘛。
So the sum of all the laws are to love God and to love man.
哎，那我们今天在主恩典当中，我们更要能完全律法。
So today we live under the grace, all the more we must obey the law.
啊，在罗马书里面，保罗也谈论到这个事情。
And in Romans, Paul has discussed this matter as well.
像罗马书的第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
第三章的31节。
Verse 31.
啊，31节说我们因信不是废掉律法。
31 said that we do not nullify the law.
哎，我们是更坚固律法。
That we uphold the law.
啊，在这个第八章的第四节。
Chapter 8, verse 4.
啊，这提到说，律法的义会成就在我们随从圣灵的人身上。啊，所以这也提到律法的义啊。
Here it tells us the meaning of law.
啊，所以我们不是废掉律法哦。
So we do not abolish the law.
啊，那我们知道，哎，像守安息日就是啊。
For example, in keeping the Sabbath.
啊，安息日是十诫之一。
Sabbath is one of the Ten Commandments.
所以就说没有废掉啊。
Jesus did not abolish it.
哎，可是犹太人他们守安息日是受到束缚的啊。
But the Jewish, when they keep the Sabbath, they are restrained. They're constrained.
走路不能超过一公里。
They cannot walk more than 1 kilometer.
啊，所以如果这样的话，我们今天守安息日，我们住在离教一公里之外的话，啊，那你星期五要赶快哦。找那个旅社啊，或是找那个信徒家，离教一公里之内的，赶快来住。
If that's the case, it would be very difficult for us if we live more than 1 kilometer away from the church these days.
哎，啊，因为你安息日不能走路超过一公里啊。
Because on Sabbath you are not allowed to walk more than 1 kilometer.
啊，那就变得很不方便了。
So it's very inconvenient.
所以主耶稣来啊，他告诉我们，安息日是人得恩典的时候啊。
Jesus said that when he came is to allow people to receive grace.
啊，除了说参加聚会之外，
beside attending services,
我们看到主耶稣的安息日医治人的病，使人得到啊，就得到这个安息啊。
And Jesus would go and heal people and to comfort people so that they can receive peace.
啊，他说安息日是为我们人设立的啊。
He said that the establishment of Sabbath is for man.
哦，所以我们今天我们是更自由来享受神在安息日赐给我们的恩典。
So today we are we are freely to observe the Sabbath.
哦，那如果像犹太人现在还是用律法来守安息日，那就很不方便了。
So if we were to imitate the Jew to observe the Sabbath, then it is very inconvenient for us.
啊，因为他们安息日不能看病啊。
Because in suburb they cannot go and see to heal the sick.
啊，我们谢顺道长老有一次去英国伦敦。
And Elder Shea went to London once.
他看到有人被车子撞到,
and he saw somebody was knocked down by a car.
有人报警, 救护车, 警车马上来了,
and somebody reported to the police came.
结果呢, 那个人拒绝说, 我不要去医院,
and the ambulance came. And, but this person refused to go to the hospital.
他是犹太人,
because he's a Jew.
今天安息日不能看病,
and it is Sabbath, so therefore, he doesn't want to go to a hospital to be looked at by the doctor.
所以要忍耐一直等到, 哦, 太阳下山, 哦, 甚至明天星期天了,
so they would persevere their pain and wait until sunset, then they would go the next day.
那他们犹太人把那个安息日, 哦, 加添很多律法,
and the Jew has added more statues to even lift up your hand.
现在我们人都住公寓高大楼的很多啊,
but today most of us live on high rises.
按照他们, 哦, 他们的教法师所解释的,
according to what their scribes has explained,
你连按电梯都不行,
that you are not even allowed to press the button of the elevator.
那怎么办?
Then what would you do?
所以他们只好在电梯门口等啊,
so what they would do is to wait outside the elevator.
哦, 好, 有人进电梯, 拜托, 拜托, 帮我按第几楼,
and when people come, then they would ask people to help them to press the number that they wanted to go.
诶, 不是我按的啊, 别人按的啊,
so in this case that they did not press the button, it is somebody else.
哦, 然后后来他们想, 想出个方法, 发明那个声控的电梯, 声, 用声音控制的电梯,
and then they invented the controls are by voice.
我听静茹讲说有人去美国, 诶, 真的碰到, 然后用讲话的, 哦, 第几楼用讲的, 诶, 他就可以动, 听说, 就是犹太人发明的,
so I heard of somebody that went to America, and he said that there is elevator that are activated by voice command.
诶, 因为不能动手指, 我用声音可以把律法没有讲啊, 那就可以了,
so they use their voice to command because this is not written in the law.
好, 那我们知道电脑, 哦, 最近快发明了用, 用声音讲的, 有没有?
And also in computer, there is voice command as well.
听说也是犹太人发明的,
I heard that it is also invented by the Jew.
安息日你不动手指啊, 就不能打电脑, 啊, 今天这个社会, 你不一天不打电脑, 你怎么生活, 你怎么做工啊?
This is to help them so that they can work with the computer even Sabbath day.
诶, 所以就想办法, 用, 用讲的, 用讲的, 他就开机, 哦, 要什么档案, 哦, 就叫出来, 用, 用声音控制,
so they have invented voice activated computer to ease their life.
啊, 这或许是他们, 哦, 在律法之下, 对现代社会, 哦, 比较有的贡献吧, 哦,
and perhaps all this thing that they have done because of the constraint of the law, they had invented things to contribute to the world.
欸, 可是还对人还是很不方便啊,
but it is still an inconvenience for people to observe the Sabbath.
欸, 可是我们, 欸, 我们今天能够在这种恩典之下享受安息日, 所以更加要珍惜啊,
but today for us, we can observe the Sabbath so freely, we all the more be happy.
所以我们看到保罗在那个时代, 诶, 他的观念很清楚, 他原则把握得很好,
so we see that Paul has kept the principle during his time.
而且他在罗马书里面也提到啊, 啊, 不要为那些, 哦, 啊, 软弱还要守律法的人在那边辩论啊,
and he tells us that we must not we don't have to discuss those who observe the law or are weak.
欸, 在罗马书14章就是谈论这个事情, 哦,
in Romans chapter 14, it discusses about that.
哦, 所以我们看他的书信, 我们可以了解到, 啊, 这个保罗, 欸, 他对这个道理的运用, 哦, 欸, 很得体, 很恰当,
and so we can see Paul when he applied his teaching, it is very appropriate.
而且他能够真正明白, 哦, 主要我做什么事情。
And he was able to understand what the law requires him to do.
哎，所以我们说他真是个智慧人呐。
So we say he is a man with wisdom.
好，我们看回来《传道书》第八章。
Let us turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
第八章第七节到第九节。
Verse 7 to 9.
第六节开始哈。
We start from verse 6.
提到说，哎，各种事情都有它的时候和它的道理。
Therefore, it's proper time and proper procedures for every matter.
啊，可是呢，有时候人啊碰到苦难，觉得也很有重担。
But a man through misery weighed heavily upon him.
啊，这个就是哎，有时候碰到比较困难的事情，让我们去思想啊，去查验神的旨意在哪里了。
But when misery came upon us, it allowed us to ponder upon what is the will of God.
既然我们说凡事都有神的美意啊
，Since we say everything has the beautiful will of God，
哦，还没有了，哎，那我们怎么去分辨哈？哎，这个时候我们该怎么做呢
？So how do we discern at what to do？
哎，那我们常常会自夸。
And we often we would boast.
哎，我们会预测，哎，将来有什么事情。
And we can predict, what's the future, lies ahead.
啊，比如说我们可以预测天气怎么样。
For example, we can, foretell the weather.
哎，可是呢，我们不能确定说一定会下雨不下雨啊，对不对
？But we cannot guarantee whether it will rain for sure.
啊，所以所罗门在这里啊提醒我们，哎，很多事情我们人只能预测。不能确定啊，预定不能确定啊。
So Solomon reminded us that we can only predict, but we cannot guarantee.
啊，那尤其呢，第八节所讲的啊，哎，生命人就不能自己掌握啊。
Especially and verse 8 tells us that we cannot control our life.
啊，那人生不如意的事情，我们说常常碰到。
And we are.Would encounter more unpleasant time.
哎，所以我们要能够做一个敬畏神的人。
So we must become a man that fear God.
啊，哎，从第十节开始。
From verse 10.
啊，所罗门王提出一个敬畏神能够得到福乐的一个看法。
And that a person that fear God,
敬畏神的人。
A
能够得到福气了
，will able to receive blessing
啊。那既然生命我们不能掌握啊
，since we cannot control our life，
哎，所以要趁着活着的时候，能够哎去来过着感恩的生活。
So we must take the opportunity to live a life of thankfulness
啊。那直接说，恶人埋葬归入坟墓，行正直的人离开圣地，在城中被人忘记哈。啊这个在前面几章都有谈到这些情形。
In verse 10, we have discussed this earlier on the few chapters before.
恶人竟然能够啊好好的活一辈子哦，又寿终正寝。
And evil, the wicked able to live a long life and able to be buried.
啊，那行正直的，哎，他没有在神恩典当中啊，结果呢啊，好像。没有得到他应该得的福气啦。
And those that are righteous appear to not have the allocated blessing to him.
哎，然后来又被人家遗忘。
And that people mock at him.
哦，那既然这样子，我们还在这边争来争去，你看争什么呢
？And if that's the case, then why are we struggling for in life？
那然我们之前提到，人常常因为作恶的心怀不平啊。
And we always, those that did do wicked thing, have unpeace in their heart.
啊，所以十一节说啊，断定罪名，没有立刻施行，所以世人满心作恶。
Now, verse 11 tells us when the sentence for a crime is not carried out, the heart of people are filled with scheme to do wrong.
哎，啊，人都存着一种，哎，你看啊，他没有做好啊。所以呢，我一样跟他哈、哦，不要那么守规矩啊。
You might say to yourself, what do you
因为作恶的人，没有马上受到报应。
So those that committed crime did not was not receive their sentence.
还可以享受他要的利益。
And yet they are and able to enjoy their blessing.
所以呢
the benefits.
很多人就这样子啊，就一样的去做坏事情了。
So there are people that follow them to do wrong.
可是我们之前探讨过，那是神怜悯人呢。
And we, as we studied before.We know that it is because God has mercy on people.
我们不要看这个表面的就受到影响。
We do not look at them, look at them and be influenced by them.
比如说有一个信徒啊，他这样讲。
There was a believer that said like this.
因为他这个安息日也很少来聚会。
Because on Sabbath, he did not attend Sabbath regularly.
所以呢，他们传道就去访问他了。
So the preacher went to visit him.
勉励他要能够守安息日啊。
And encourage him to keep the Sabbath.
他说，一定要守安息日吗？
He asked, "Do I have to keep the Sabbath?"
你看谁也没有在守安息日啊。
He said, "So and so did not observe the Sabbath as well."
因为这个弟兄之前也是很热心呐、会忽然间好像就软弱了，所以特别去访问他。
This believer was formerly was very zealous, so now he did not come to attend Sabbath, so we went to visit him.
他说：“你看什么人啊？什么人？你看他们呢，也是我们教会的信徒啊。”
So he brought an excuse and say, "So and so is our member, and he does not even come to church as well."
他也没守安息日啊，甚至有些人，你看那行为啊，就像外邦人一样啊。
And you look at their deeds are no better than the Gentiles.
奇怪嘞，他们住的房子比我好。
And yet their house is much better than mine.
你看他赚的钱比我多。
And yet they earn more than me.
我还跟人家租房子。
And for me, I am renting my house.
神都没有祝福我。
And God did not bless me.
那我那么乖干什么？
And why I must be so obedient?
我们会不会这样感觉啊？
Do you have that feeling?
为什么他们那些人好像比较不守规矩，反而过得比较好？
With all the why and why are these people that did not keep the commandment and yet they have a good life.
所以呢，你也想跟他一样。
So you wanted to follow him.
那就是我们信仰的价值观错误了。
And as with that, you have the wrong concept of life.
他们那样下去，终究这个灵魂就有危险了。
If they continue doing like this, then there'll be danger to their life, to their spiritual soul.
那我们信耶稣不是为了得这些世上的好处啊。
We believe in Christ is not wanting to benefit from the world.
所以要你用这个做比较，当做福气的标准的话。
So if you use this as a blessing,
那常常你会跌倒。
Then often you would fall.
魔鬼就是用天下的这些荣华富贵在试探我们啊。
Satan would use all the benefit of the world to tempt you.
但是但主耶稣叫主耶稣来拜我，就把这些事给你啊。
And he tempted Jesus. If Jesus were to worship him, then all this would be given to him.
所以不要说，羡慕人家过得那么好，没有来敬拜神，他去拜魔鬼啊，有什么奇怪的？
And do not envy those who did not come to church, because these people are worship Satan. So there's no doubt about it.
所以那不是真的福气啊。
So these are not truly blessing.
对十二节说说罪人虽然作恶百次，倒想长久的年日，然而我准知道敬畏神的，就是在他面前敬畏的人，终究必得福乐啊。所罗门王他一生看那么久，他还是觉得敬畏神的人还是真的有福气啊。
Verse 12 and 13, Solomon has left alive.Of experience, and he saw that fearing God is a blessed man.
十三节提到这个恶人他的福乐不会长久的。
And 13 tells us that their days will not be lengthened.
人终究要死啊。
And man will die.
那个时候，谁的生命才是有价值的呢？
And then, whose life has the most value?
诗篇116篇。
Psalm 116.
15节。
Verse 15.
这边提到我们在商里常常会用啊，在神的眼中看圣名的时非常宝贵。
That precious is the sight of the Lord is the death of his saint.
结果你原来有圣名的身份，你在世的时候没有好好把握。
If you have the Holy Spirit and you do not utilize it,
那你的生命意义价值又没有了。
And yet your life is very short.
那启示录的14章13节。
And Revelation chapter 13,
14章。
Chapter 14,
13节。
Verse 13.
这边又这样讲啊。
Here it tells us.
我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们啊。我们要有这个好的果效随着我们。
We wanted good deeds to follow us.
就是在世上我们对信仰的追求啊。
These are the thing that we pursue. In the world,
我们服侍神的这个成果。
Sorry, while we pursue while we are living, and while we are serving God,
这个才是我们应该去追求努力的地方。
These are the things that we should put more time to pursue.
那不要不要羡慕这个世上只有羡慕世上的好处而已。
And just do not admire the goodness of the world.
那你要这样去想的话。很多事情你就看不明白了。
If you do that, then there are many things that you would not understand.
因为我们只想到说，主耶稣照顾我的生活，一切都平安顺利。
Because you would say, when we believe in Jesus, Jesus would give us peace and would take care of everything.
那我们拜神就是耶稣要听我的。
And if that's the case, then Jesus.When you worship Jesus, Jesus would have to listen to you.
那神要带领我们经过比较艰难的路，我们就不愿意走啊。
And when our Lord would bring us to a difficult path, then you would be reluctant to walk on it.
所以十四节他这样讲啊。
So in verse 14,
传道书八章十四节。
Chapter 8, verse 14.
传道十四节他说提到说一人所遭遇的反照二人所行的，二人所遭遇的。反照一人所行的这样看起来也是虚空啊。
Here tells us, righteous man who will get what the wicked deserve, and the wicked man who get what the righteous deserve, and this is also meaningless.
因为我们观念就是说好，善有善报，恶有恶报啊。
But because we said that goodness will be repaid with goodness, and evil will be repaid with evil.
那结果呢？有时候。神的旨意不是这样子，我们想不通啊。
But sometimes the will of God is not like that, and therefore, it confuses and we do not understand.
为什么义人也会受苦
？And why does righteous man will suffer?
约伯就是这样子啊。
And Job is like that.
他想不通啊。
So Job couldn't understand.
约伯记第一章记载说约伯的信心非常好。
And in chapter 1 of Job tells us that Job has a good faith.
他完全正直。
He is righteous.
他敬畏神。
Blameless.
他远离恶事。
And fear God and shun evil.
按照约伯记的记载，连耶和华真神也在称赞他。
And according to here, even the Lord praise him.
可是呢，他竟然也遭到苦难了。
But yet he suffered.
所以他三个朋友来看他的时候
，So when his three friends came to see him，
大家都来责备他，你一定有犯错，所以你才会遭受苦难。
And his three friends rebuked him, saying that you must surely committed sin, in order to have such a great suffer.
这三个朋友一直要他悔改，你要认罪，你要悔改。
And his three friends require him to repent.
所以我们的观念就是这样，一定是我有过错，我才受到管教。
And this is our concept that we must have done wrong in order to be disciplined by God.
可是约伯记给我们另外一个思考，不一定哦。
But through Job, it gave us another concept.
这反而是神借的苦难，要让我们更能顺服神，更能够 加添我们的信心。
But rather through tribulation, God wants us to strengthen our faith.
像罗马书第九章。
Like Romans chapter
9. 十五节。
Verse 15.
罗马书九章十五节。
9 verse 15.
这边说，神曾经对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。哈。
Here tells us that Moses said, I have mercy on whom I have mercy and I have compassion whom I have compassion.
我们在信仰上面会变成一种怎样，有一种自义的心啊。
In our daily life, we might have this self-righteousness in our heart.
哦，我都有聚会，我都有奉献哦。
That I have attended services and I have done my offerings.
哦，我都有做圣工哦。
I have partake the holy work in the church.
我也守道理哦。
And I kept the truth.
那样应该我就是一直得到神的恩典福气。
And if I continue like that, I surely will receive the blessing from Jesus.
结果我说的变成说不能忍受说啊，神没有呼我一把，让我这样子哦，碰踢到石头啊，撞到膝盖，这样很痛。
And
就是不能忍受说有一点点的困难发生。
And if that's the case, then you are unable to persevere. Even a minor tribulation.
因为我是个好人，我是个义人。
Because you're saying that I am a good man, I'm a righteous man.
就无形当中变成一种自义的心。
And it would bring about a self-righteous heart.
那神要让我们这个自义的心完全去除掉。
And God would want us to remove any of this thinking in our heart.
就像约伯，其实后来从约伯就看出来，原来他就是有这种自义的心。
And through Job, we can see that. That Job did have this thinking in his heart.
所以神让他受苦难，把他的观念完全的导到这个荣耀神的这个道理上面。
And so this is why God wanted him to go through sufferings in order that he could remove all this self-righteousness in his heart.
我们先谈到这边。
And this is
一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.Lord Jesus Christ, we shall continue our studies.
我们刚提到约伯义人受苦的道理。
And just now we talk about Job and a righteous man being the teaching about a righteous man going through sufferings.
那在约伯记三十二章，这边就说出他。有一个缺点了哈。
And Job chapter 32, it tells us that there is a weak point there of him.
义人原来有时候会变成自义的人。
A righteous man will gradually become self-righteous.
所以这样子，你就不能归荣耀给神了。
And in such a stage, then you cannot give glory to God.
渐渐的你会变成都要人家来肯定你，赞美你。
And gradually, you want people to come and acknowledge you and give praises to you.
所以这也不是神希望的。
And this is not what God wished us to be.
他希望我们也能够是一个谦卑的人。
He wants us to be a humble person.
所以约伯原来有自义的心。
So this tells us that.Job has a heart of self-righteousness.
那我们如果这样子，我们也不能忍受苦难。
And if we are like him, then we will not able to endure sufferings.
那在约伯记里面有第四个朋友。
And in Job, there is a fourth friend.
第四个朋友叫以利户。
And this friend is called Elihu.
这以利户呢，他劝勉约伯。
Elihu came to encourage Job.
他提到他责备约伯他的朋友一直在讨论为什么会受苦了。
And here they discuss why that he has to go through suffering.
他们都一直在那个有没有犯罪这个问题上面打转。
And they.Dwells on the question, did he sin?
那约伯他当然他没有犯罪啊，所以他一直不服啊，说你们一直讲我有犯罪，他都不服气啊。
And Job, of course, did not agree with what they have said because he himself knew he did not committed sin. Elihu has brought out an important point. Job 36.
约伯记36:21.
Verse 21.
21节说, 你要谨慎, 不可看重罪孽, 因为你选择罪孽, 过于选择苦难。 一直在那边有没有犯罪在那边转啊，就转啊，结果呢，就彼此在那边论断了。
And they were discussing whether he has sinned, and through this discussion, it had became an accusation.
这边说我们要去选择苦难，你去思想为什么神会让我遇到这个事情。
And through tribulation, we must ponder why did God allow this to happen to us.
15节他这样讲。
In verse 15,
15节说神借着困苦就把困苦人趁他们受欺压开通他们的耳朵。 这里可以让我们思考一下。
And verse 15 tells us that God wanted to open their ears, and this would allow us to ponder on ourselves.
人在困苦患难当中，才会去思想一些事情。
And when we encounter tribulation, we able to ponder upon it.
你愿意寻求神，你的耳朵你才会通啊。Only
when you seek God, then your ears would be open.
你才会听到神要你听到的事情。
Then God will allow you to hear what you want to hear.
不然一直平安顺利，你都是听到人家的肯定，人家的赞美。
Otherwise, if all things is good, then you would only hear praises and acknowledgement from people.
你都是听自己想要听的。
And you will hear what you want to hear.
那个对我们的信仰不是真的帮助啊。
And these things are not beneficial to your spirituality.
所以我们在看到，为什么义人受苦，甚至我自己，我们认为自己也没有什么过错，为什么受苦的时候，要能够思想一下约伯的这个事情。And
if we encounter tribulations, we must ponder upon the incidents that Job encounter.
可是有的人他不去想啊，他就说管他的，我现在能够过得好就好了。
But sometimes there are people that couldn't care less. Because they are living in good times.
我们看回来《传道书》第8:15.
Let us turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
15节.
Verse 15.
15节说，我就称赞快乐，原来人在日光之下，莫强如吃喝快乐，因为他在日光之下，神是他一生的年日，要从劳碌中时常享受所得的。这边所罗门王就提到，那干脆了，就能够。 不要去想那么多，快快乐乐一下就好了吧。
Here Solomon say that we might as well enjoy ourselves under the sun and should not worry too much.
所以说有人就会逃避这个现实啊，吃喝快乐。
There are people that are like this. They would just eat and drink and be happy.
所以我们之前有读到，所罗门他还是个智慧的人啊。
And we know that Solomon is a wise man.
他也曾经想这样啊，用这个享受快乐，看不能够满足自己啊。
And he too has tried to enjoy himself and see if he can able to content him to satisfy himself.
不要去想那么多啊，让这么多事情来烦恼干什么呢？
And to avoid anxiety and caring for things that are. Of no use.
可是呢，他还是不能够觉得他的智慧还是会一直让他去想到底为什么会发生这些事情。
But with his wisdom, he was able to ponder upon what benefit it bring.
可是他自己还是提出来，你要知道，神在带领我们的生活。
But he understand it, and he brought the answer that we must have a life that led by God.
那16节17节他都提到，他也曾经就用心再去思想。
And verse 16 is he tells us that he observed.
你用人的智慧啊，你永远想不出来。
With man's wisdom, you would not able to understand.
啊，可是他在这边就已经哈、哦，哎，慢慢的、慢慢的在提醒我们哈、哦，那个神的作为实在是很难去理解。
And here he gradually tells us that man would not able to understand the work of God.
啊，虽然是这样，你还是要去追寻呐、啊。
Even though it's so.Yet you still have to search it out.
啊，因为他的父亲大卫就是这么交代他了。
Because this is what King David, his father, has asked him to do.
我们看历代志上二十八章。
First Chronicle.
二十八章。
First King.
历代志上。
First Chronicle chapter 18.
二十八章。
Verse 28.
二十八章的第九节。Oh.
Sorry, chapter 28,
第九节
verse 9.
历代志上二十八章第九节
chapter 28, verse 9.
这边说，我和所罗门啊，你当认识耶和华你父的神，诚心乐意的侍奉他，因为他鉴察众人的心，知道一切心思意念。你若寻求他，他必使你寻见；你若离弃他，他必永远丢弃你。哦，大卫用他的一生信仰的经历。交代所罗门要这样做。
And his father, King David, through his experience of his life, has asked King Solomon to do so.
啊、哦，所以我们看到他年轻的时候，他会寻求神。哎，真的，神就赐他哈、哦、很多的、哦、这个福气。
So Solomon did likewise. Even when he was young, he followed his advice.And seek God, and God granted him many blessings.
啊，那可是呢，后来他离弃神了。
But later on, he departed from God.
哦，所以他遭受很多很多事情。
And therefore, he encountered many incidents.
哎，离开神，人就虚空了。
And when a person departed from God, he will have emptiness in him.
啊，幸好到了晚年悔改了，他又要回来寻求神。
And later on, when he was a later stage of his age.